Gene Vincent, John Abernathy.
I hear you sing a mean song, man.
Oh, well, thank you, Gene.
Sorry, Lois. I checked with the brain department today, and I'm starting on a 3-week tour tomorrow. Maybe I can help you out when I get back.
Well, it was worth a try, anyway.
Lois seems to think you got something the kids might go for. If they do, things happen pretty quick in this business. I'll be doing a guest shot on my show tonight.
That's out, Gene, but thanks just the same.
John can't risk a public appearance. He might be recognized.
I've got a thought. Why not gimmick him up? You know, we've got the shaggy mane and the shivering spine and the rubbery legs. Why not dress him up in a cool set of shrubbery and some real classy threads? And, you know, like one of those Greenwich Village characters on Cloud Nine?
Yeah, we might get away with that.
I don't think we better try it.
Ah, 4,100 pieces of eight. You said you'd raise it.
Take him down to the makeup man.
Okay, come on.
Count Brass, one of your local fans.
Now hear me, you double R chicks. Your old daddy Vincent's come up with the finds of the century. This bobcat's really got a sound that sends. Give him a sample. What'll it be?
By some coincidence, I happen to have some music here.
What's he gonna?
Annie Laurie.
Well, we don't need no music. What'll we call him?
Jackson Dalrymple. How's that?
Yeah. Take it, Jackson. Hello, boys. Okay, kids. Come on, break it up. Hey.
Oh. Yeah.
Man, what happened?
They liked you.
What happens if they don't?
I got you down on tape, Jackson. How would you like you to do the other side of my brand new record?
Oh, Gene, that's great, but I don't think I better, really.
Oh, Lois convinced you. She's one of the best convincers I know.
Oh, sure. Give it a good whirl.
Thanks, Gene, for everything.
Yeah, thanks, Gene. Bye-bye.